Declare the meeting open at 5:30 PM. I welcome councillors, management, members of the public in attendance to the City of Melbourne. May I ask that all mobile phones be turned off for the duration of the meeting. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and an important meeting place, as well as a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance for the Kulin Nation. Should there be any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of the council business team after the meeting. The agenda comprises 12 reports from management, 7 of which are confidential. No apologies have been received. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and the nature of the interest prior to consideration of the item. Could I call on a council to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 45 held on Tuesday the 22nd of March. Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Ong, I'll put that motion. With those in favour, that is unanimous. Thank you. Any matters arising from the minutes of the previous open meeting? No items of correspondence were received in accordance with the council's conduct of meetings, local law 2010. Does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of confidential agenda items? In that case, there are no reports from committee. There are 5 reports from management for consideration. The first is the records of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I have a councillor move that, please? Deputy Lord Mayor, is that seconded? Councillor Wood, thank you. I'll put that matter. All those in favour, that is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.2 is Raffa Place, Carlton. Proposed permanent closure, 7 AM to 4 PM, Monday to Sunday. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I have a councillor move a motion in respect to this, please? Councillor Main, is it seconded? Councillor Wood, thank you. Councillor Main.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Look, I think for a proud city with our laneways, this is an interesting initiative in Carlton, just off Lygon Street. New small business operator proposing to activate a pretty grotty laneway. It's been through our processes, it's been through our submissions committee, the officers, our experts. I'll have to start again, though.
Keep going, Councillor.
Our officers have recommended in favour, and we've got some very experienced officers who've looked very closely at the detail of this application. I do note that we had a noteworthy objection, which was duly considered. There was some different material put forward on the question of the waste disposal, and I'm satisfied that the officers have fairly treated with everyone and applied their expertise, and that this is a good activation in one of the great laneway cities of the world. And I think we should support this proposal.
Okay, Councillor Wood, further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.3 is the proposed public highway declaration of Davis Street and surrounding roads in Kensington. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, can I have a councillor move the motion, please? Councillor Ong, seconded. Councillor Wood, Councillor Ong.
Not much to add to what the officer's report, which is quite comprehensive on the declaration on this particular roadway.
Councillor Wood, is there further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.4 is the request of discontinuance and sale of Corporation Lane, CL 1079 in Melbourne. The councillors like a presentation.
Need to declare a conflict by way of conflicting duties.
Thank you.
University of Melbourne is my employer.
Thank you. Could I have a councillor move that motion, please? Councillor Ong, is it seconded? Councillor Leppett, Councillor Ong. Councillor Ong, sorry.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. This particular one, in terms of the report, indicates that there has been insufficient consultation and engagement by Melbourne University. And in terms of what we understand of this particular corporation lane, we probably need to understand a little bit more about its worth and also what the impact is on the neighbouring areas, since the residents there are not happy with it. So At this stage, I'm happy to go with what the officers have recommended that we refuse this one, and it may come back in the future time.
Councillor Leppett, is there a further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Would you please call Councillor Oak back in? Item 6.5 is the Queen Victoria Market Precinct Renewal Program Reserve Quarterly Report. Would councillors like a presentation? Could I have a councillor move the motion? Councillor Mayne, is it seconded? Councillor Wood, Councillor Mayne.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. This is the quarterly update on how we're going with our biggest ever capital works program. It's a little shorter, I think, than I was perhaps expecting when we embarked on this new governance model, when we collapsed the non-executive committee that we had, a combination of non-executive councillors and non-executive QVM directors meeting on a quarterly basis with detailed reports and papers, and we did move to this new model, which did pledge to have public quarterly reports. I appreciate that, given things like the Munro process, that there's obviously competitive tendering going on and you can't talk in great detail, but here is a brief update, and I guess most noteworthy is the breakdown of the spending. So on appendix, on page 3, attachment 2, you can see the breakdown between project office and Munro bid process and spending on amendment 245 and things like that. So this is just a keeping the community up to date on how we're going. We're getting to the serious stages, I think it's fair to say, when we complete the Munro competitive process and also come up with the detailed implementation plan and more detail in our 10-year budget forecasts on the financing challenge. So there's some big disclosures ahead, and this report is probably the last one before we get into some really meaty issues on these quarterly update reports.
Councillor Wood.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I think in terms of the budget update too, just showing that expenditure is already occurring with the project, every step shows how serious we are about the project, and each quarterly report, I think too, we'll see a slow move and perhaps a more rapid move in future reports to the on-ground works component as the program accelerates.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. This concludes the reports from management. Be considered an open session. There are no items of general business. Any items of proposed urgent business? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move the motion on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business? Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Pinder-Mortimer, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Could I thank members of the public for their interest and attendance and declare the open meeting closed to the public at 5:39 p.m. Thank you.